BC United leader Kevin Falcon has terminated the candidacy of a prominent BC Muslim leader over comments involving the Middle East and LGBTQIA2S+. Asad Gondal, president of the BC Muslim Association, is no longer running in Surrey North, Falcon announced Tuesday evening, after media had reported on several letters which Gondal had signed on behalf of his association. In a letter dated October 19 and written on BCMA letterhead, Gondal described Israel's response to Hamas attack on Israel on October 7 as a genocide, while calling on federal officials to condemn the Israeli government. Gondal's signature also appears on an undated BCMA position paper co-signed with Qari Abdulwahab on issues related to gender and sexuality. Citing the Quran, the authors limit sexual relations to marriage and oppose same-sex relations. Our values and beliefs, as communicated in this document, do not align with, and sharply contrast the current social and cultural climate on the aforementioned issues, the paper states. As Muslims, we believe that there are only two genders, male and female. We believe gender and sex to be synonymous. The letter goes on to say that it is sinful, prohibited, and morally reprehensible for a woman to assume the appearance of a man and for man to assume the appearance of a woman, and for an individual to undergo any procedure to change his, her sex. This criticism of sexual minorities later takes on a political dimension when Gondal and his co-signee appear to criticize SOGI 123. We categorically condemn any attempt by any individual, institution, or lobby to subvert the agency of parents by indoctrinating their children with beliefs, values, and ideas that they deem heterodox, harmful, and subversive to their children's development, it reads. BC United had nominated Gondal as candidate on Sunday, June 9, describing his candidacy as a transformative opportunity. The party also initially defended the choice after his statements were starting to become public through the social media feed of radio host Jas Johal. BC United welcomes people of all backgrounds and religious faiths, recognizing we cannot reject candidates based exclusively on their religious beliefs, read a statement, which condemned Gondal's use of the genocide term. Candidates are allowed to have beliefs that differ from BC United's official positions, however, when they become candidates, they agree to uphold and advance BC United's official positions. That, however, did not happen, when Falcon was said to have asked Gondal to confirm his willingness to adhere to party positions on Gaza and LGBTQIA2S. Falcon said this led to the termination to Gondal's candidacy. He informed me that he cannot change his values and principles, including disavowing earlier statements made while president of the BCMA, Falcon said. I accept full responsibility and apologize to anyone who may have been offended. This controversy comes after Falcon had been critical of candidates chosen by the Conservatives under leader John Rusted. At one stage, Falcon spoke of a clown car of candidates and arguing that the party would not do well among BC's mainstream voters. That comment came after the party had dropped three candidates following their comments about vaccines, abortion and LGBTQIA2S+ issues. It also comes amidst ongoing concerns about a rising tide of antisemitism and transphobia in BC, and after BC United, along with the provincial Conservatives, had been critical of the BCNDP for not doing enough to combat antisemitism in society, including its own ranks. Had Gondal remained the candidate for BC United, he would have gone up against BCNDP Education Minister Rachna Singh and Mandeep Dhaliwal for the provincial Conservatives. Black Press Media has reached out to Gondal for comment.